Hello, listeners. I'm Derek Quackenbush, and this is Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success. Welcome to our series on getting into America's top universities, and this episode, Standing Out. We're joined by Suzanne Condon, the founder of Coast to Coast College Counseling and an expert on the college admissions process. So, Suzanne, standing out. There's obviously a lot of information that goes into this process, a lot of applicants, you know, fighting over, a small number of spots. Apart from grade scores and grades, test scores, things like that, is there anything else a student can do to really stand out in this process?
Absolutely. When I work with students, that's the one thing I'm looking for, is what makes you different from other students. I really believe that every student has special gifts. Sometimes it's just a little bit harder to find, but if we work hard enough, we can find what their strengths are. And that's what I want to shine through in the application process. We hear about having a hook. What is a hook? A hook is a specific characteristic or trait or talent or quality that a student possesses that's going to give them an edge in the admissions process. There are so many types of hooks and different ways of looking at them. Let's look at the ones that are like self-developed. Those could be thought of as various kinds of unique or exceptional talents that an applicant might possess. For example, a top-ranked athlete that might fulfill a niche in that particular sport. Like if a water polo team is looking for a goalie and this student happens to be a top-ranked goalie, that could be a hook. There's also the example of maybe the drama student who's performed in community theater and who stands out with their artistic ability, or the artist that has work that's been published, or a top debater that's state ranked and has received prestigious awards. I worked last year with a student who, he was a top guitar player. In fact, he was a member of the Grammy band and he was a state ranked for his talent. He was accepted to Stanford above other students that I had that had actually even higher stats, but it was because he filled this particular niche that the school was looking for. There's another category of hooks that you're born with, and these include things like your race or your ethnicity. Additionally, sometimes colleges are really looking for kids who come from socioeconomic backgrounds where their parents didn't possibly attend college. And these kids are going to receive a little bit of extra consideration in the application process. So that could be considered a hook. Having a parent that attended the college, that's considered a legacy. And oftentimes you see kids where their family name's on the quad or on a building. That's a hook in the admissions process. Coming from an underrepresented state like a South Dakota or a Montana or a Wyoming, that can even be a hook because oftentimes you don't see as many students applying from those states. Basically, the colleges are looking for kids who have like a passionate involvement in something that's meaningful to them and that have taken it to a higher level. At the very competitive level, the Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, Yale level, they're oftentimes looking at kids that are state ranked or nationally ranked or internationally ranked in something, or kids that have published work or kids that have patented a product. We see really quite exceptional things coming from students applying to those types of schools, and those would be considered the hook.
Yeah, it seems to me, and that's a great lead into my question. You know, we talk about a well-rounded, you know, quote-unquote student. Does that mean that you do a lot of different things, or should somebody focus on just doing one or two things really, really well? Breadth versus depth, if you will.
I think colleges are looking for passionate involvement in a few activities that are meaningful to the student. I think it's difficult to take things to a higher level if you're doing, you know, 10 things. But if you're focused on one or two or three things and you're really digging deep into those things and finding ways to have leadership, finding ways to make a contribution to your high school, Finding ways to take things to a higher level that hasn't been explored before. I think those are the things that'll stand out in the process.
And when you talk about leadership, this doesn't mean trying to be the president of everything you're involved with, right? There's other ways of showing leadership.
Absolutely. You don't need to be the president to be a leader. Every single involvement and every single thing that you're a part of, you can find a way to gain leadership. If you're involved in a club and you're not the president, you're not the treasurer, you're not the secretary, but you're just a club member and you come up with an idea, something new and different, and you say, I'd like to chair this idea. I'd like to start a new project within our club, and you outline it and you develop it. That's leadership. That's taking something you're involved in to a higher level.
You know, this it's very important for students to stand out in this process. And I think you've outlined some very helpful and practical ways that they can go about doing that. So thank you for sharing this information on standing out. Listeners, you can learn more about this episode or Suzanne and her work on our resource page at podcastsofamerica.com/universities. Please stay tuned for our next episode, Choosing the Right University. Until then, this is Derek Quackenbush for Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success.